Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've been talking about as well in the Middle East and what's happening in world events, mm-hmm. and we've shared it just what's been happening in Egypt. It's been kind of quiet here, you know, last week right. or so, but there are things happening still on the ground, as you can imagine. And the new president, listen, remember that the Muslim Brotherhood was empowered there. The Muslim Brotherhood was in charge, and Egypt had an uprising after on the year anniversary that Morsi was elected, and that was a Muslim Brotherhood candidate after they overthrew Mubarak, Hosni Mubarak.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, have an election. Then he takes sweeping control powers and the constitution captive.
Yeah.
It's like,
becomes pharaoh.
Yeah, right. It's like, dude, can you be a little less obvious? I mean, we're not even a year into this, and you're like, okay, I'm dictator now. It's like, no, you were just elected. Now you're dictator now? Which one is this?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, don't underestimate the power of prayer, and don't underestimate the power of folks that want to be free. I mean, free. Millions of protesters went to the streets, and they basically overthrew the military got behind them. Well, the new president has been installed,
yeah,
and he's making moves. He's making moves. I want you to listen to some of the moves the new president of Egypt is making.
Egypt's temporary president has sworn in a new cabinet that includes women and Christians, but no members of Islamist parties. The changes come as Egyptian society is divided between those angry over Mohamed Morsi's removal and those who seek more democratic reforms. The Muslim Brotherhood says it doesn't recognize the new government and rejected offers to participate in the new government. The cabinet will focus on amending the Islamist drafted constitution that was passed under Morsi, as well as scheduling elections for a new parliament and president next year.
How awesome is that? They're instituting wow. cabinet members that include women and Christians.
How about that?
But also to underscore this of change here, no members of the Islamist parties.
Mm.
This is huge because under the Muslim Brotherhood, they were persecuting Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They were condemning Christians, physically hurting them, burning up churches,
right,
doing all kinds of horrific things. And it just goes to show you that, listen, what could happen in a day, the turning of a nation,
yeah.
and what can begin to happen. Listen, we're praying. We have many people that are listening to VFN Radio in Egypt and all over the world, and we want to believe for a spiritual revolution. We want to believe for a revival that takes Egypt and the Middle East by storm. And no matter what plans of men that you'll see, no matter how much man will try to manipulate the situation and get involved, that God will have his way in the Middle East. And we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many Muslims that are coming to the Lord. They're still in the month of Ramadan, the time mm-hmm. of where they fast and they seek for spiritual clearance. We just shared this on VFN Radio. I didn't know this prior to you know, us right. just finding this out. But this is the period in time in where many Muslims come to the saving right. knowledge of Jesus Christ. During this month, they're open, they're praying, they're asking for mm-hmm. revelation.
Yeah.
And God, the true God of Israel, the true God, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ reveals himself
yeah.
to them. And just like God, listen, God will work with you. He'll reveal himself to you in his right timing and in his way. But, you know, a lot of people are sincere about what they believe. But if you don't believe in Jesus, you can be sincerely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong. And it's awesome how God will move with that mm-hmm. to help bridge the gap. Hey, listen, you know, before I knew God, I didn't know God. I was deceived. I thought I was okay with God living in sin. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
Asking, praying that God will protect me and help me be okay while I was partying up in a club and going crazy. It's like, what a month. You know, no, it doesn't work like that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. But you can be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And God will work with you as he's pulling you out of levels of deception and levels of bondage and things of that nature.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.